Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. we finally got Joe Amplo from Marquette on. What an incredible podcast. I mean, we talk about practice plans, drills, D-middies, man up, man down. It's a great full-length podcast, but this is kind of a sample or a preview or a snippet of one drill. And again, special thanks to our buddies at Crossover for helping to make all this possible. That's a great product. I love it. I use it. I would encourage you to use it. Special thanks, Crossover. But Coach Amplo here describes a drill. They call it the Cone of Silence drill. And it comes from his days with Coach Danowski. And I'm going to let him describe it. We got an article on it in the article section. Basically, we're using the markings of the girls' field, lining the guys up on the outside. Coach announces how many players, three from gold, three from blue, or three from gold, two from blue. Rolls the ball in there. You got to stay in that cone area. It's a wild scramble. Whoever gets the ball's on offense. Doesn't matter. And if you check it out, if a guy's sticking, get on offense. Ball goes out of the cone, they roll in another one. So he'll say, like, 3v2, two balls. And those guys are in there for two reps. On the very first rep, they kind of get set up by the crease, and then coach tosses it or bounces it. But, man, it's like chaos. It's like incredibly tough ground ball in traffic. It's like scramble. It's like move the ball and get it in the cage. I loved it, and I can't wait to try it. Check it out in the article section. We'll have it drawn up for you there. Again, Lax Coach Mike, LaxCoachMike.com. You guys are incredible. I'm so humbled by your support of my site. Without further ado, this is our first interview with Coach Amplo from Marquette. I guarantee it won't be the last, man. Anyway, here you go.
You know, a lot of quick passes, 2-on-1, 3-on-2 type stuff. We do a drill that I think we stole from Bates. Ironically, the 3-on-2 Crusader drill, where it's a ground ball in the box, and it's a transition situation, but it's just an odd man ground ball,
right?
You know, and then my favorite drill of all time is Coach Danowski's probably favorite. We call it Cone of Silence. We created this at Hofstra probably about 15 years ago, where you move the cage into the women's crease, and we call it little cone or big cone. So I don't know what the women call those things, but they look like ice cream cones to us. And those are the boundaries. And, you know, the 8 meter or the free position areas, we line our guys up around that. And it's two lines, one on the right, one on the left, on the borders of those, boundaries. And then I'll say, all right, it's a 2-on-2, 3-ball drill, or it's a 3-on-2, 2-ball drill. And I basically roll a ground ball out in there, and it is a free for all. If you pick the ball up, you're on offense. If you don't, you're on defense. If you knock the ball out of the guy's stick, you can pick it up and you're on offense. So now, you're creating tough ground balls. You're creating transition, odd man situations. You're trying to teach guys to play in small space. That drill is probably the most impactful, most fun. That's a drill that's helped establish our culture because there could be no sissies in the cone of silence. You got to be a tough guy to go in there and pick up a two-handed ground ball and move it and find the open man.
Oh man, we're coming up on our time, but you got to walk me through this. So, Danowski holding out on me, man. He told me about the Little Feet playlist, but I didn't get this.
he dropped Little Feet on you, huh?
That's another great story. I got to tell you sometime. Yeah, I mean, Kucinich, you know, on ESPN got nothing on me, man. I know Danowski's playlist. What kind of interviewer am I, you know? So we got these, the players are lined up, okay, on that little triangle. And then when you say like 3v2, does that mean like three from one line and two from the other line? And then you're going to throw the ball in to that little triangle and they got to play in the triangle?
So basically, exactly right. So I'll be at the top of the triangle or arc, whatever you want to call it, with a bucket of balls. And there'll be a team on my right in gold, a team on my left in blue. And they'll be fanned out along that arc. So the end of the line is more toward the goal line extended. The top of the line is literally right to my right and right to my left.
Exactly.
So you just move forward. So now we'll put a goalie in the cage, and I'll say, all right, two gold, two blue. Those guys go in and stand on the women's crease. They put their feet in it. And I'll say, all right, 3-ball drill. And I'll roll a ball out anywhere. I'll bounce it. I'll throw it in the air. I'll just drop it inside the cone. If the ball leaves the cone or a player steps out of bounds of that cone, whistle blows and I immediately throw another ball in. Or if that ball gets scored. Now, there's, like I said, there's no offense and defense. Whoever's got the ball on their stick, they can shoot and score. They can make a pass. And then those guys are in for three balls. But what they don't do is they don't reset after each whistle. They just stop. The ball's out of the cone or it's in the cage, and I roll another one out. So you can create a one-on-one ground ball out of a drill.
Where have you been all my life? I love this. I love this. You just went to my new favorite coach, man. That's saying something.
That was easy. I got to give Dino credit for that one.
So. Oh, that is and so you're announcing how many guys from each line as well as how many balls they're going to be in the cone of silence for.
Yeah, I mean, when I say we're doing cone of silence, our team erupts. They love it. They love the drill.
I've never run the drill, and I'm erupting, man. I love that.
You know, we made a mistake of using this drill in pregame warm-ups our first year, and we had guys get hurt, you know. And it's funny. We did it. We were doing it when we were playing Duke our first year, and Dino's on the other end of the field. Him and Matt Danowski are walking past, going to the locker room, and I scream cone of silence, and our team erupts, and those guys just start laughing because they couldn't believe we were doing that drill before we were going to play. So,
yeah, and for high school or U15 coaches, you know, before you use the girls' arc, if you got a U15 team, you can run this drill, just put the flat cones down there and maybe make it, you know, 2 yards wider or something to accommodate, you know, U15 guys so they're not just in there wailing on each other and we're actually accomplishing something.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Mike. When we do it with our camp kids and our club teams, the little guys, they love it.
I'm sure.
You can use the big cone, the little cone. The most challenging one is when we go one-on-one. And I'll say, all right, first 1-3 wins, but you got to score 3 goals. So that you can get 10 balls in there. You know, you can get a guy who's in there for 10 balls, and those guys are completely gassed.
That'd be a great way to end practice.
Yeah. So that's our favorite drill. So, you know, then moving past that on practice planning, it's you know, the transition stuff leads into, we'll try and get man up, man down, not at the very end of practice. But
hey, tell me that doesn't sound like a great drill to try with players of all ages, rosters of all sizes. Anyway, again, humbled by your support of my site, thank you so, so, so much. And special thanks to the coaches that come on and are so genuine and so honest. And like I said, this is our first go-around with Coach, but I was very, very, very impressed. No reason he's done, or you can certainly see the reasons why he's done such a great job up there at Marquette. Special thanks to our buddies at Crossover. Special thanks to you. Until next time, Lax Coach Mike, LaxCoachMike.com. Check out the article section.